Now spirit with a woman.
Over hill, over dale, thal a bush, thal a bra, over park, over pale, thal a flood, thal a far. I do wander everywhere, swifter than the moon's sphere. And I serve the fairy queen, to dew her orbs upon the green. The cowslips tall, her pensioners be. In their gold coat spots you see, those be rubies, fairy favours. In their feckles live their savours. But I must go seek some dewdrops here, and hang a pearl in every cowslip's ear. Farewell, thou love of spirits, I'll be gone. Our queen and all her elves comes here anon.
The king doth keep his revels here tonight. Take care the queen come not within his sight, for Oberon is passing fell and wroth.
Because that she as her attendant hath a lovely boy, stolen from an Indian king, she never had so sweet a changeling. And jealous Oberon would have the child knight of his train to trace the forests wild, and she perforce withholds the loved boy, crowns him with flowers and makes him all her joy. So now they never meet in grove or green, by fountain clear or spangled starlight sheen, but they do swear that all their elves, for fear, creep into acorn cups and hide them there.
Either I mistake your shape in making quite, or else you are that shrewd and knavish sprite called Robin Goodfellow, and not to he.
Thou speak'st aright. I am that merry wanderer of the night. I jest to Oberon,
and make him smile when I a fat and bean-fed horse beguile, neighing in likeness of a filly foe. Then sometime lurk I in a gossip's bowl in very likeness of a roasted crab, and when she drinks against her lips I bob, and on her with a dewlap pour the ale. The wisest aunt, telling the saddest tale, sometime for 3 foot stool mistaketh me. Then slip I from her bum, down topples she, and Taylor cries and falls into a cough. And then the whole choir hold their hips and laugh, and waxen in their mirth and knees, and swear a merrier hour was never wasted there. But room fairy, here comes Oberon.
And here my mistress, would that he were gone.
Oberon, fairies, skip hence. I have forsworn his bed and company.
Tarry, rash wanton. Am not I thy lord?
Then I must be thy lady. But I know when thou hast stolen away from fairyland, and in the shape of Corin sat all day, playing on pipes of corn and versing love to amorous Philida. Why art thou here, come from the farthest steep of India? But that, forsooth, the bouncing Amazon, your buskined mistress and your warrior love, to Theseus must be wedded, and you come to give their bed joy and prosperity.
How canst thou thus? For shame, Titania. Glance at my credit with Hippolyta. Knowing I know thy love to Theseus, didst thou not lead him through the glimmering night from Perigenia, whom he ravished, and make him with fair Aegle break his faith with Ariadne and Antiope?
These are the forgeries of jealousy. And never since the middle summer's spring met we on hill, in dale, forest, or mead, by paved fountain or by rushy brook, or on the beached margent of the sea to dance our ringlets to the whistling wind, but with thy brawls thou hast disturbed our sport. Therefore the winds, piping to us in vain, as in revenge have sucked up from the sea contagious fogs, which, falling in the land, have every pelting river made so proud that they have overborne their continents. The ox had therefore stretched his yoke in vain, the ploughman lost his sweat, and the green corn hath rotted ere his youth attained a beard. The human mortals want their winter here. No night is now with hymn or carol blessed. Therefore the moon, the governess of floods, pale in her anger, washes all the air, that rheumatic diseases do abound, and thorough this distemperature, we see the seasons alter. Hoary-headed frosts fall in the fresh lap of the crimson rose, and on old Hyam's thin and icy crown, an odorous chaplet of sweet summer buds is as in mockery set. The spring, the summer, the childing autumn, angry winter change their wonted liveries, and the mazed world by their increase now knows not which is which. And this same progeny of evils comes from our debate, from our dissension. We are their parents and original.
Do you amend it then? It lies in you. Why should Titania cross her Oberon? I do but beg a little changeling boy to be my henchman.
Set your heart at rest. The fairy land buys not the child of me.
His mother was a votress of my order, and in the spiced Indian air by night, full often hath she gossiped by my side, and sat with me on Neptune's yellow sands, marking the embarked traders on the flood. When we have laughed to see the sails conceive and grow big-bellied with the wanton wind, which she, with pretty and with swimming gait following, Her womb, then rich with my young squire, would imitate and sail upon the land to fetch me trifles and return again as from a voyage, rich with merchandise. But she, being mortal, of that boy did die. And for her sake do I rear up her boy. And for her sake I will not part with him.
How long within this wood intend you stay?
Perchance till after Theseus' wedding day. If you will patiently dance in our round and see our moonlight revels, go with us. If not, shun me, and I will spare your horns.
Give me that boy, and I will go with thee.
Not for thy fairy kingdom. Fairies away, we will chide downright if I longer stay.
Well, go thy way. Thou shalt not from this grove till I torment thee for this injury. My gentle Puck, come hither. Thou rememberest, since once I sat a promontory and heard a mermaid on a dolphin's back uttering such dulcet and harmonious breath that the rude sea grew civil at her song, and certain stars shot madly from their spheres to hear the sea maid's music.
I remember.
That very time I saw, but thou couldst not, flying between the cold moon and the earth, Cupid all armed. A certain aim he took at a fair vestal throned by the west, and loosed his love shaft smartly from his bow, as it should pierce 100,000 hearts. But I might see young Cupid's fiery shaft quenched in the chaste beams of the watery moon, and the imperial votaress passed on in maiden meditation, fancy free. Yet marked I where the bolt of Cupid fell. It fell upon a little western flower, before milk-white, now purple with love's wound, and maidens call it love in idleness. Fetch me that flower, the herb I showed thee once. The juice of it on sleeping eyelids laid will make or man or woman madly dote upon the next live creature that it sees. Fetch me this herb, and be thou here again, ere the Leviathan can swim a league.
I'll put a girdle round about the earth in 40 minutes.
Having once this juice, I'll watch Titania when she is asleep, and drop the liquor of it in her eyes. The next thing then she, waking, looks upon, be it on lion, bear, wolf, or bull, on meddling monkey, or on busy ape, she shall pursue it with the soul of love. And ere I take this charm from off her sight, as I can take it with another herb, I'll make her render up her page to me. Who comes here?
Demetrius!
I am invisible. And I will overhear their conference.
Demetrius!
Helena, I love thee not. Therefore pursue me not. Where is Lysander and fair Hermia? Thou told'st me they were stolen under this wood. Hence get thee gone and follow me no more.
You draw me, you hard-hearted adamant.
Do I entice you? Do I speak you fair? Or rather do I not in plainest truth tell you I do not, nor I cannot love you?
Even for that do I love you the more. I am your spaniel, and Demetrius, the more you beat me, I will fawn on you. Use me but as your spaniel. Spurn me, strike me, neglect me, lose me. Only give me leave, unworthy as I am, to follow you.
Tempt not too much the hatred of my spirit, for I am sick when I do look on thee.
I am sick when I look not on you.
You do impeach your modesty too much to leave the city and commit yourself into the hands of one that loves you not, to trust the opportunity of night with the rich worth of your virginity.
Your virtue is my privilege.
Oh.
For that it is not night when I do see your face. Therefore I think I am not in the night.
I'll run from thee and hide me in the brakes, and leave thee to the mercy of wild beasts.
Oh, the wildest hath not such a heart as you.
I will not stay thy questions. Let me go. Or if thou follow me, do not believe but I shall do thee mischief in the wood.
Aye, in the temple, in the town, in the field you do me mischief. Fie, Demetrius, your wrongs do set a scandal on my sex. We cannot fight for love as men may do. We should be wooed, and we're not made to woo.
No!
Oh, I'll follow thee, and make a heaven of hell, to die upon the hand I love so well. Demetrius!
Fare thee well, nymph. Ere he do leave this grove, thou shalt fly him, and he shall seek thy love.
Hast thou the flower there? Welcome, wanderer!
Aye, there it is!
I pray thee, give it me.
I know a bank whereon the wild thyme blows, where oxlips and the nodding violet grows, quite over-canopied with luscious woodbine, with sweet musk roses and with eglantine. There sleeps Titania some time of the night, lulled in these flowers with dances and delight. And there the snake throws her enameled skin, weed wide enough to wrap a fairy in. And with the juice of this I'll streak her eyes and make her full of hateful fantasies. Take thou some of it. Seek through this grove a sweet Athenian lady is in love with a disdainful youth. Anoint his eyes, but do it when the next thing he espies shall be the lady. Thou shalt know the man by the Athenian garments he hath on. Effect it with some care that he may prove more fond on her than she upon her love. And look thou, meet me ere the first cock crow.
Fear not, my lord, your servant shall do so.